जाएगा।
यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा मन छारे जमुना तीरा मन छारे जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारे गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरि वरधारे जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरि वरधारे जय जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बन छारे जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जयो राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे राधे जय श्री गोपाल श्री गोपाल जय श्री गोपाल नीताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल जय ओम विष्णुपाद परहंस परवज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्री श्रीमद्गोविंदेश ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय विश्वपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद दिवांग्रेश भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी श्री तुलसी महारान की जय। समवेद भक्त वृंद की जय। समवेद भक्त वृंद की जय। समवेद भक्त वृंद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवतीं नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभिः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Ram Ram Hare Hare Jai Shri Prabhupada ki So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 23, and text number 52. Atma yadi syat sukha dukkha heto, kim manas tatra nija svabhavah, nahyatmano jnyat yadi tan mrshasyat, Kruddet kasma na sukham na dukham. Atma yadishyat sukha dukkha heto. Kim anastatra nija svabhavah. Naiha atmanyonya dyaditan mrushashat. Kruddhet kasma na sukham na dukham. Atma yadi syat sukha dukkha heto. Kim ananyatastra nija svabhavah. Nahyatmanonyad yadi tan mrushat syat. Kruddhet kasma na sukham na dukham. Mataji's. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Translation. If the soul himself were the cause of happiness and distress, then we could not blame others. Since happiness and distress would be simply the nature of the soul, according to this theory, nothing except the soul actually exists. And if we were to perceive something besides the soul, that would be illusion. Therefore, since happiness and distress do not actually exist in this concept, why become angry at oneself or others? Purport. Because a dead body does not feel pleasures or pain, or our happiness and distress are due to our own consciousness, which is the nature of the soul. It is not, however, the original function of the soul to enjoy material happiness and suffer material distress. These are produced by ignorant material affection and enmity based on the false ego. Our involvement in sense gratification drags our consciousness into the material body, where it is shocked by the inevitable bodily pains and problems. On the spiritual platform, there is neither material happiness nor distress, because there is the living and consciousness is fully engaged. Without personal desire in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord, this is the actual position of the happiness, aloof from the false bodily identification. Rather than uselessly becoming enraged with others for one's own foolishness, one should take to self-realization and solve the problems of life. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Nintam Janatasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Namah Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshataj Hare Krishna. It's a very, very beautiful purport. As it is mentioned in the purport that the soul has nothing to do with the happiness and distress, because soul is Sachidananda. Krishna Bhuliya Ji Bhogavancha Kare Nikatastamaya Tare Jhapatiya Dhare. Soul is spiritual, Sachidananda. As the soul comes in this material world and tries to enjoy material pleasures and pains. But the nature of this material pains and pleasure is such, it is illusory and flickering. The definition of happiness changes every 6 months or 1 year at the most. Just like, for example, if you have a topmost mobile, latest mobile today, after 6 months or after 1 year, is no more new, becomes old. After 6 months or 1 year, some other mobile comes. Same thing with the car or any gadgets, computer, softwares. After 6 months, after 1 year, everything becomes old and newer things coming. Because this is the nature of the material pains and pleasure. It's flickering and temporary. Similarly, why only with the gadgets? Even our lifestyle, our dress style. After every 6 months or 1 year, the Mataji's dress style changes, Prabhuji's dress style changes. Even hairstyle also, right? Sometimes people have curly hairstyle. Sometimes they have wavy hairstyle. Sometimes they have straight hairstyle. But one must understand, whatever our hairstyle or dress style is, whatever problems are going on in the mind, those problems will not change. Suppose someone is stressed out and there are so many things happening in the mind. So whether your hairstyle is curly hairstyle or heavy or wavy or straight, doesn't matter. Because problems are inside the body and we are changing only external lifestyle. Once I had gone for a program, and after the program, one Mataji, a lady, came to talk to me. She was an important guest in that program. She started speaking. So I saw she was wearing pink sari. She was wearing pink sari. Her handbag also was a pink color. I saw her sandals were also pink color. Her bangles also were pink color. Her earrings, necklace were also pink color. Her lipsticks also pink color. Even her eyelids were also painted with pink colors. So one may say, why were you looking at her? Because it was obvious. It couldn't be avoided that Murti was standing in front of me. So I was talking to her. So then someone may say, but what's the wrong in dressing, you know, in a style or taking care of her body, using cosmetics? Actually, nothing wrong in that. One must take care of our body, one must dress nicely, and one must decorate our body. Prabhupada says even the gopis also were decorating their bodies. Of course, the gopis' decoration was only for Krishna's pleasure. We can also decorate our bodies, but the biggest problem in this is our expectations. When someone puts on so much of show externally, naturally that person also has many expectations that when I come in the public, people should appreciate me. People should recognize my existence. They should feel, yes, he's here, he's here. So that expectations are there. So if someone has no such expectations, then there is no problem. If you are with yourself, you can go on doing whatever you like. But it doesn't happen like that. That is the nature of the material pleasure, is that expectations are very high. And the problem is, if our happiness is dependent on others' reciprocation, then there is a problem. If you have expectation of the people also reciprocate, they will appreciate you, then there is a problem. Because this material world, people are very envious. They don't like others. They don't like to appreciate others. They only hate others. So therefore, if you are only dependent on this material pleasure, then naturally will be miserable. So therefore, one of the great devotee of Srinathji, he writes in his poem, very beautiful poem. He says, Re man musafir nikalna padega, kaya kuti khali karna padega. Rehman musafir. Musafir means traveler. This body is our house, and the soul which is residing within the body is a traveler. The soul travels from one body to another body. There are 8,400,000 types of houses or rented houses. The soul transforms from one's body, travels from one body to another body. Re man musafir nikalna padega, kaya kuti. The kaya means this body. This body is a house, kutiya. Kaya kuti khali karna padega. When do you have to give this house? Sometimes the houses may be, you know, 7-star hotel, 5-star hotel. Or sometimes you may be residing in some slum area, Sahara, what is it, Dharavi, some slum area. But it is all rented house. Whether you are staying in a 7-star hotel or a house in the Dharavi, it's all rented house. Some people are very beautiful, very handsome, but you are staying in a rented house at the most 100 years. And see, coincidentally, the building's lifespan also around 100 years. And this body's lifespan also around 100 years. So he says, Re man musafir nikalna padega, kaya kuti khali karna padega. The next line is amazing. Chamde ke kamre ko tu kya sambhale, jis din tujhe ghar ka malik nikale. My dear sir, chamde ke kamre ko tu kya sambhale? Just like this kamra or house is made up of steel, iron rods, cement or bricks, right? So this house also is made up of bones, flesh and blood. The bones are like iron rods, that steel. Flesh is like a cement, water chemical is like a blood. So this body also is like a building. So chamde ke kamre ko tu kya sambhale? And how long you can protect this building? After 100 years, I know many times for civil engineers they visit our temple. Say, you cannot dance in this building. Of course, it's Krishna's, Gopinath's special mercy that he wants that his devotees should dance in that temple. But according to civil engineering, this building is not meant for dancing. So, but it's because Krishna is the protector and Krishna is the owner of this house. See, he knows how to take care. So, how long we can protect this body? Just like if you are staying in a 7-star hotel or a 5-star hotel in Taj. We know, before even booking the room in the hotel, we know I am going to stay here only for a few days. So when you quit that room, nobody cries, oh, I am leaving this 7-star hotel, I am leaving from this room. No, everyone knows that I was here only for a few days. So similarly, when we are in this body, we should know we are the tenants. This body is a rented house and we are the tenants. Jis din tujhe ghar ka malik nikale. And who is that malik? That is Krishna. Krishna has provided us this body. This body is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether, 24 elements. He has made this house and now you reside for some days. But then, iska kiraya bhi is bharna padega. Iska kiraya bhi bharna padega. Kaya kuti khali karna padega. But as long as you are staying in that house, we pay rent, right? When we take a rented house for 11 months, we pay rent. So what is the rent for a human body? Apart from human house, human body, there is no rent. They are freely staying. All other animals, birds, beasts and other species, there is no rent for them. But this house is very special. You know why? Because there are facilities. Suppose if you book a room in Mumbai or any other place, if it has AC, then the charges are more. If there are no facilities inside, then you can even just like the dharmashala, you can stay free. In dharmashala you can stay free. But in big houses, they have to pay rent. So in this human body, the rent is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, then you are paying your bill. Just like we pay electricity bill, we pay so many bills. So similarly, as long as a person is staying in this rented house, one has to pay the bill. Actually, this song is very big. I'll cut it short. So when you say a rented house, that means some people are staying in the rented house and some people have their own houses. Isn't it? When you see a duplicate note, that means when you see a duplicate note, that means there is an original note also. When you see a reflection or a shadow, that means there is some substance also. Unless there is substance, there cannot be shadow, there cannot be reflection. So similarly, we also have our own home, our own house. And where is that house? It's in Goloka Vrindavan. So now we are staying in this rented house, but we'll have to quit this body. And when we quit this body, give up this rented house, suppose like, you know, you are staying in Dharavi for 11 months, and somebody tells you, now you have been shifted to Malabar Hill Bungalow. You'll become happy or will you cry? Happy? So similarly, those who are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, serving Krishna, serving devotees, their eternal home is waiting for them. Garga Samhita explains in detail what is that home, how that home, that house looks like. Once, when the earth was overburdened by the demonic power, earth took a form of a cow and approached Brahmaji. Brahmaji said that I cannot solve this problem because it is beyond my power. So Brahma, Shiva, Indra, along with Bhudevi, they went and approached Krishna in Swetadipa, and topmost planet of Golok Vrindavan. As they were entering into the Golok Vrindavan Dham, there was one gopi, her name was Shatachandra Nana. She checked them. She stopped them. She said, "Who are you?" It is mentioned in Garga Samhita. She asked this question, "Who are you?" Indra said, "Do you not know me? I am Indra. I am the king of the demigods. He is Brahma. See, four-headed Brahma." Shatachandrana said, "You just answer my question. Who are you?" So he didn't understand what the question is. Then Shatachandrana Devi, she took a audumbar fruit. Here are the audumbar fruits. Audumbar tree. She took one fruit and she broke open that fruit in front of all the demigods. And she opened the fruit and she showed inside. She see, within this fruit there are hundreds of insects. This is the smallest fruit. Within these fruits there are hundreds of insects. Your Brahmanda, your planet is like a small audumbar fruit. And you are like that insect residing within that fruit. And there are millions and billions of such audumbar fruits on the tree of this creation. You are not just only one Indra. There are hundreds and millions of billions of Indras. And there are Brahmajis who are having 4 heads, 8 heads, 16 heads, 32, 64 heads, thousands of heads. Now you tell me, which planet you belong to? Indra became very humble. So he couldn't speak anything. So Shivji, Shiva said, "My dear Devi, we belong to that Brahmanda or universe which the outer circle was pierced by the toenail of Vamandev. We belong to that planet." Satyanarayana said, "Wow, you look like a very intelligent person. Okay, no problem. I'll give you a message to Krishna." So as they went inside to give their message to Krishna, all the demigods, they saw the beauty of Vrindavan Dham. And our Narottam Das Thakur writes in his song, "Vrindavana Ramyasthana Divya Chintamani Dhama Ratana Mandire Manohara Vrindavana Ramyasthana." Vrindavan Dham was so beautiful. It is mentioned in the Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes in purport that Upanishads were asked, "Now please tell us the beauty of Golok Vrindavan." And Upanishad said, "Not this, not this, not this." Why? Because they had no words. How to explain the beauty of Golok Vrindavan? Therefore they said only, no, not this, not this, not this. Even the three modes of material nature becomes embarrassed in Vrindavan Dham. Because they had no influence over Vrindavan Dham or influence over the Brajavasis. Golok Vrindavan is so beautiful. Every tree is a Kalparuksha, desire fulfilling tree, wish fulfilling tree. Every cow is a Kamadhenu cow. Kathaganam Natyam Gaganapi Vamsi Priya Sakhi. Their every talk, actually they don't talk, they sing. In Golok Vrindavan, people only sing. While singing, they give their message to others. The water is nectarian, more sweeter than nectar. And the trees, which Rajakitaka writes in Brajarati Chintamani, the trees are as young as four Kumaras. And then he says the trees, they are called Druma. Drum means melting. So these trees are called Druma. Because in love of Krishna, in separation from Krishna, they cannot go straight high. They grow only for 2-3 feet high above the ground and they immediately lie down on the ground. They melt in Krishna Prema. Therefore, sometimes we find in Vrindavan, some trees are just lying on the ground. You see that in Radha Mansarovar, other places, the trees are simply lying on the ground because they are melting in ecstasy of Krishna prema. So they are called druma. And then the trees are called taru. Right? In Sanskrit, trees are called taru. Why they are called taru? Because they have that propensity or that mood of protecting Krishna, that is tarana. Taru word comes from tarana. So they have the mood of protecting Krishna, therefore they are called taru. In Vrindavan, the creepers or vines, they are called vratati. Vratati means they have taken a vow, vrata, of always serving Krishna, therefore they are called vratati. The deers in Vrindavan Dham, they are called Krishna Sara, because their Krishna is the life and soul of their jivan life. Therefore they are called Krishna Sara. Or the deers are also called Mriga. Mriga means always searching. That Mriga actually the definition of Mriga is always searching, searching, searching. But what are they searching for? They are searching for Krishna's footprints. Vrindavan Dham is so beautiful, even the Vaikuntha planet becomes pale, loses its potency. Vaikuntha planet, Golok Vrindavan has all the appearances of Vaikuntha planet, but it is covered over by simplicity. Or Vrindavan Dham is overloaded with the sweetness. Or Acharya writes, then what is the use of the wealth of a Kubera compared to Vrindavan Dham? What is the eloquent word of Brihaspati? What is the knowledge of a Brihaspati? What is the use of a knowledge of Brihaspati compared to Vrindavan Dham? What is the use of handsomeness of Kamadeva when you have Vrindavan Dham in front of you? Even the mystic powers, they become like a mirage in the desert. So Vrindavan Dham is a happiness personified. And the Vrindavan Dham Vanadevi, the demigod saw that Vanadevi, she is wearing a green sari, because everywhere there are green grasses and green trees. The wind, the cooling winds are blowing. There are colorful birds in Vrindavan Dham. And then they saw cows. Cows were walking. They are walking so graciously. It appeared like deers are leaping in Dham. When the cows were walking in Vrindavan Dham, it appeared from the sky like there were tidal waves in the milk ocean. And these cows, their horns were beautified by the gold. Their hooves were decorated by tiny bells. And these cows were as white as Saraswati, goddess Saraswati. Their tails were yellow. And the moving of the cows was like a poetry. When the cows would move, the moving of the cows purified the entire creation. Their udders were filled with milk, and they would pour so much of milk on the ground, the dusty roads would become muddy. So these cows were happiness personified, Kamadhenu. And along with the cow, there were small calves. And Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur writes, those calves were looking like a small, small moon jumping on the ground. Or bubbles in the milk ocean. And these calves, so happily jumping and dancing. And then he writes about the bulls. The bulls were so gigantic and so opulent. And they would appear, you know, they would roam freely during the daytime like a liberated soul. And during the night time, when they would come back from Vrindavan pasturing grounds to Nanda Maharaja's cow barn, Goshala, they would take rest in the Goshala as if like an ascetic, great ascetic is in Samadhi position. So in this way, Vrindavan Das Thakur writes, Vrindavana Ramyasthana Divya Chintamani Dhamma Ratana Mandire Manohara. आवृत कालिंदी नीर राज हंस के लिए कोरे काहे शोभे कनक कमाला.
एंड देन ही राइट्स कालिंदी नीरे जमुना माई. She is the one of the most intimate associate in Vrindavan Dham. She flows in Vrindavan in a very crooked manner. She doesn't flow very straight, very crooked. And Acharya writes, why she flows crooked? Because she wants to grab as much as possible the wealth of Vrindavan Dham. She wants to grab the love of Vrindavan Dham. Therefore, she encircles the Vrindavan Dham. Vishnu Thakur writes, she is like a black mascara around the eyes of a Vanna Devi, Vrinda Devi. She is like a vest belt. Like Mataji wears the vest belt. She is like a vest belt of Vrindavan Dham. And Jamuna Maharani, her watercolor is blue. Ganges color is black and other rivers' watercolors are different, but Jamuna Mai's watercolor is blue. And one of the gopi, she asks Jamuna Mai, why your watercolor is blue? And very shyly Jamuna Mai replies, she says that when Krishna Shyama Sundar, after performing his sportive pastimes with the coward boys or coward girls, he enters in my water body and he takes bath. And then I steal away his kanti or his effulgence, that blue color of Krishna, and I wear that effulgence of Krishna or bodily luster of Krishna as my sari over my body. So we see makes a sari or a effulgence of that Krishna's bodily luster. Therefore, my water body's color, my color of my water is blue. And Jamuna Mai, she wears a necklace around her neck. And what is that necklace? Acharya writes, when the cows, the bulls, and the calves, when they are grazing on the both the banks of Jamuna Mai, they are the necklace of Jamuna Mai. Their necklace is the cows and the calves and the bulls grazing on her banks. And then Acharya writes, sometimes there are blue lotuses growing in the water of Jamuna, and sometimes there are red lotuses growing in Jamuna. So one gopi asks this question, how is that today we can see that there are red lotuses in your water? And Jamuna Mai says, what happened? Yesterday night, Krishna was performing his Rasalila, and after performing his Rasalila, he entered in my body along with the gopis, and they had a water sportive pastimes. So whole night I was with them, so I could not sleep. So therefore my eyes have become red. And my red eyes are shown as red lotuses in the water. So this is Jamuna Mai's special service to Lord Sri Krishna. Abrita kalindi nire raja hamsa keli kore tahe shobhe kanaka kamala. Tara madhe hema pita astadale vestita अष्टदले प्रधान नायिका तार मध्य रत्न सने बोसिया दुई जाने श्याम संगे सुंदरी राधिका श्याम संगे सुंदरी राधिका. एंड द एक्सप्लेनेशन इज गिवन. श्री राधा सी इज द crown of all the gopis. She is like a Ketaki flower which is growing in the gardens of gopis' love. She is the Pradhana Naika. She is the leader of all the gopis. Vishwanatha Chakur Thakur writes that Krishna is like a strong tree. Sri Radha is like that creeper or a vine which holds that tree very tightly. The creepers or vines, they don't have their own existence. They grow very long, but they have no energy or strength in their body. They are totally dependent on the tree. Whatever tree has the potency in them, they simply take that some energy from tree and they survive. So similarly, the gopi is Krishna Radha is like a vine or a creeper holding that tree very tightly. And Acharya writes, all the gopis, they are like a flowers which are blossoming on that vine. So Sri Radha, she is like a golden lightning in the sky. Krishna is like a blue cloud, and sometimes in the blue cloud you will find some lightning, you know, glowing. So similarly, Sri Radha is that lightning. And Sri Radha, on the banks of Jamuna Mai, there are Ashtadale Vestita. There are eight petals. The Ashtasakhis are surrounded Radha and Krishna. And Shama Sange Sundari Radhika. These two dev personalities, the great personality Sri Radha and Shama Sundar, they are sitting amidst. And then our Acharya says, when we will go back to our home, this house is rented house. Our house is in the spiritual world, Golok Vrindavan. What is the daily schedule of Vrindavan Dham? Our Acharya writes, how the day begins in Golok Vrindavan. Actually, Krishna every day goes to the herding cows, grazing the cows in the forest around 8 o'clock or 8:30 in the morning. But the cowherd boys, they cannot wait till 8:30 or 8 o'clock. At early in the morning, even before sunrise, they all gather around Nanda Mahananda Maharaj's Bhavan in Nandagaon. Yashodamai says, what is the time now? They say 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Then Yashodamai asks the question, what is your time to going for the forest? They say 8 o'clock, 8:30. What are you doing now? Let him take rest. Then Yashodamai says, I don't know what my son is, so mysterious. Whole night I didn't see him in the room. He just came back here, you know, came to take rest around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. And he's just resting in for 1 hour and you are just waking him up. So then Guruji Gopas says that, what can we do? We cannot even stay away even for a moment from him. So whole night appears like scorpions. They are biting us. The whole night, because we are not seeing Krishna, it appears like this, scorpions are biting us. So therefore, it's just early in the morning and the dawn, we are here to be with Krishna. So then all the gopis, especially Yashodamai, Rohini Mata say, prepares lunch, bhoga or whatever, you know, potli for Krishna. And then there is a time for Krishna to leave Nandagaon Brajadham to go to the Vrindavan pasturing grounds. So when Krishna is standing at the Chauraha, the middle circle, main circle, all the Brajavasis, they also stand making a circle around Krishna. The first circle is of elderly gopas. All the elderly gopas, they surround him in first circle. And in the second circle, all the elderly gopis are standing. And in third circle, all the younger gopis are standing. And in the last circle, Sri Radha is standing. Actually, the story is told by Prabhupada. When Mataji asked this question, why Mataji is not in the front? So Prabhupada told the story. If Sri Radha, she thinks that she is not qualified, she stands so far, so what about us? Prabhupada told the story. So Sri Radha stands at the last circle. So when the time comes of leaving, all the elderly gopas, they become fainted. They faint and collapse on the ground, become unconscious. So naturally, when the first circle is collapsed, lying on the ground, the second circle gets the darshan. All the elderly gopis, they get the darshan. And after seeing Krishna with the full content, you know, heart satisfaction, they also faint. They also collapse on the ground. They become unconscious. Then the third circle, the younger gopis, they get the darshan of Shyamasundar. And after they are taking darshan of Ramasundar for some time, they also collapse, become unconscious. And finally Sri Radha is standing at the last circle. And Krishna and Sri Radha, they glance at each other. And then Sri Radha knows that the whole day we cannot see Krishna. So then she also faints. In this way, while going to Vrindavan forest, the cows are going in the front, walking in the front, and Krishna is behind them. And while coming back from Vrindavan pasturing grounds to enter in the Nandagaon, Krishna is in the front and all the cows are following him. So when Krishna is away, what are the activities of the gopas and the gopis in Vrindavan Dham? Vilamakal Thakur says,
Grihe Grihe Gopa Vadu Katamba Sarve Militva Samvaya Yoge Punyani Namani Patanti Nityam Govinda Damo Dharmadaveti.
So when Krishna goes to the forest, it's not that all the gopis and the gopas, they start their television, start seeing some movies. They cannot even stay 1 minute or a moment away. Yugaitam Niveshena. For them, 1 moment is like 12 years or yuga. So all the gopis and the gopas, they come together. Especially here is mentioned gopis. And they chant the glories of Krishna, Vrindavan Dham. Sorry, pastimes of Krishna, what Krishna performs daily. So they all chant Krishna's pastimes. And somehow or other, they maintain their life till evening. And in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatan Goswami Ji, he writes, or he narrates the story of Gopa Kumar, and then that story he writes, when we all, now we are the tenants, we are staying in this rented house, when we perfect our life, we become completely attached to Krishna, detached from this material world, no more attachment to this world, whether it is a name, fame, prestige or any anarthas, when we become completely pure, that soul becomes eligible to enter into Vrindavan Dham. And what happens? After crossing millions of lifetimes, staying for millions of births here in this material world, when that soul enters into Goloka Vrindavan, what is that situation? Gopa Kumar, he enters in Goloka Vrindavan Dham and he sees that this Goloka Vrindavan is so mysterious. Everywhere there is only vibrations of Krishna Prema. He did not find that either in the Vaikuntha or in any other places. Because Krishna's relationship with the gopas and the gopis is so special. Of course, in heavenly planet, there is no question of any rasa. There is only compromise, only sense gratification. In Vaikuntha, there is a pure love. But there is a limitation. Our Acharya writes that we cannot imagine that Vishnu's devotees are climbing on the shoulders of Vishnu. Did you see any time? Vishnu is holding the Shankar Chakra Gada Padma in his hand and all his devotees are wrestling with him or climbing on his shoulder. That you cannot even imagine. What, forget about, you know, having the real thing. He could not even imagine that. But in Vrindavan, see, it is natural only for Krishna. It is not natural for Brahmaji. It is not natural for even Shiva also. The ghostly beings, they will not fight with Krishna Shiva. Or they will not have a dialogue with Krishna or dialogues with Shiva. This is possible only with Krishna. He is such an amazing person. He can perform any role. That is Krishna's personality. His friends are climbing on his shoulder. There is so much of loving reciprocation with the gopis and the gopas of the Brajavasis. And then when Gopakumar entered in Vrindavan Dham, it was the evening time. Krishna was coming back from pasturing grounds, entering into Nandagaon now. And our Acharya writes, how the soul enters in Goloka Vrindavan. Before entering Vrindavan Dham, that soul develops is a swarupa, whatever the form or mood that person has. Of course, till now, as long as we are in this material body, our only swarupa is dasa, dasarudas, dasarudas. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra, following four regulative principles throughout our life. And then Prabhupada said, if you chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra and follow the four regulative principles, it is my responsibility to take you to the Goloka Vrindavan Dham. So, Gopakumar story is only for understanding what happens in the Goloka Vrindavan. But present life, only chanting 16 rounds, following four regulative principles. So, Gopakumar saw from the distance, there was a mixed sound of cows mooing of cows and Krishna's flute. There was no nurse, just Krishna's flute. There were also cows mooing. So the cows mooing and Krishna's flute. And then all the Brajavasis, because the whole day they were waiting for him, this is the time. All the Brajavasis, everyone, even a small child Salekar, all the elderly gopas and the gopis, they were all standing on the road, looking at the direction of Jamuna Mai. Because from Jamuna's direction, Krishna is coming to Vrindavan Dham. And there was dust spread all over the sky. And then he sees from distance Shyam Sundar playing upon his flute. His hair were covered with dust. Sanatana Goswami writes, his body were completely covered with the Vrindavan dust. But even in amidst that, he was looking so beautiful. And all the gopas and the gopis, they are waiting for Krishna. And then Krishna comes. Usually, Krishna directly goes to Nanda Maharaj's palace. He greets all the devotees. But this day was very special. Krishna saw from the distance Gopakumar. Krishna forgot everything and everyone. He came close to Gopakumar. And he embraced him. He caught hold of the neck of Gopakumar. And Krishna could not any longer stand erect. He fell unconscious on the ground. Because Acharya writes, Krishna feels more separation from us than we feel separation from Krishna. Then Krishna speaks to Gopakumar, I was waiting for you since millions of lifetimes. So millions of years I was waiting for you. This is the dialogue Krishna speaks to every living entity. When every living entity becomes completely pure and enters into Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna personally embraces the devotee and tells him or her, I was waiting for you. And therefore I had made all the arrangement for you to come back to your real home, give up your rented house. There were holy name chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. They were reading Srimad Bhagavatam. There were Vaishnavas. There was a holy dham. There was a prasad. So by this help of this, all these people and the places, we can go back to our real home. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.